Waiting room patients. Waiting room patients are people that schedule a checkup, go to the hospital, but never see Doc Jesus. They fool themselves that all that matters is that they're in the hospital. These people are always encouraging other people, bringing them flowers, they are consummate prayer warriors, and are avid churchgoers. The problem is, they just don't have victory in their lives the way people expect. When somebody should ask, you've been seeing the specialist for a while now. How come you don't have victory in this area of your life? The waiting room patient always has an excuse. Well, it's my hurts. Well, it's my family. It's my upbringing. Somebody hurt me really badly. And then there's the favorite. I'm waiting on God. What the waiting room patient really doesn't want to admit is that rather than them waiting on God, God is actually waiting on them. Waiting room patients are very difficult to recognize because they blend in perfectly with visitors. In fact, the waiting room patient may be in the hospital so long that they forget that they're actually patients. The problem with the waiting room patient is lack of total surrender to God in all things. The truth is this. We should never be stuck at the stage of experiencing God or the hospital, but rather grow through full surrender to Jesus, who is the surgeon, so that we have complete victory over everything that maligns us. Here are some tests to see if you've become a waiting room patient. Do you realize the promise of God in your life, or do you never realize them and then wonder why? After all, you're doing all the right things. Do you twist every thought and situation to make it fit what you believe? Do you use "if only" frequently? Do you find it very hard to forgive someone? Or reconcile or say, "I'm sorry"? Are you always the victim? Do you find yourself being judgmental always? You have to take a look at all these questions and really ask yourself, have I truly surrendered to Christ Jesus? Or have I surrendered all that I want to surrender? It's worth thinking about.